Now, decide whether the following statements are true or false. Number one, civil and criminal cases are heard in different courts and have different procedures. A civil case is started by the individual and decided by a judge on the balance of probabilities, whereas a criminal case is started by the state or its agents and is decided beyond reasonable doubt. True or false? Number two. The civil remedies allowed by judicial processes are the orders that a court can make in a case when the case has been decided. The main remedy is damages. This is an amount of money which the losing party must pay the winning party by way of compensation. Another remedy is an injunction. This orders the losing party to do something, or, more usually, to stop doing something. Other remedies which can be given for breach of contract are specific performance, rescission, and rectification. True or false? Number three. Once a charge has been made, prosecution is the responsibility of the Crown Prosecution Service, which has its own staff of solicitors and barristers. True or false? Number four. Released into the custody of the sureties refers to a defendant who is released on condition that he will appear in court or pay money through his sureties. True or false? Number five. In a criminal proceeding, it is not always necessary for the prosecution to begin if there is a plea of not guilty. But the defendant can only begin if a plea of autrefois convict is raised. True or false? Number six. In a criminal case, the burden is throughout on the prosecution to establish the case against the accused beyond reasonable doubt. True or false? Number seven. Adversarial process is the system in which only one side has to prove his own case. True or false? Number eight. A jury member may only be challenged for cause, in which case the prosecution or defence will require him to stand by. True or false? Number nine. Leading questions are questions put to a witness which suggest the desired answer. For example, did you see A at midnight in Oxford Circus on Sunday, the 20th of July last? Answers to such questions are not generally admissible in evidence, except in examination in chief. True or false? Number 10. Summing up is the judge's speech to the defendant at the end of a case. True or false? Number 11. Acquittal means that the accused has been formally discharged from the accusation against him and must be allowed to go free. True or false? Number 12. Property is a comprehensive term meaning anything which can be owned and only includes tangible things. Consensual possession may only occur by will, gift, or lease. True or false? Number 13. Possession is having some degree of control over a thing. Generally, to possess something, a person must have an intention to possess it. This is the other component of possession. So, possession is obtained from the first moment that both conditions, control plus intention, exist simultaneously. True or false? Number 14. Right of way means that a person may be entitled to pass over another's land. True or false? Number 15. Contract provides remedy of rights and obligations. True or false? Number 16. At common law, the offer of a promise in a contract becomes a promise by acceptance. Only intention to contract, good consideration, and consensus ad idem are required to create a legally enforceable contract. True or false? Number 17. Consideration does not constitute the price for which one party buys the promise of the other. However, it may also be treated as any benefit received by one party to a contract and which is a detriment to the other party. Consideration must be valuable, sufficient but not adequate, and moved from the promisor. True or false? Number 18. Consideration broadly means a quid pro quo on the part of the participants to the contract, a reciprocal giving and taking by both parties, or something for something. In the case of a promise by A to give B £30, this is a bare gift, a nudum pactum, and as such is unenforceable as a simple contract. There is no reciprocity. If this gift is made by deed, the agreement is enforceable as a speciality contract. True or false? Number 19. There may be some factors, such as duress or undue influence, which either undermine the validity of a contract, making it voidable, or destroy it entirely, making the contract void. True or false? Number 20. Mutual mistake arises where both parties to a contract fail to understand each other. That is, they are at cross purposes with one another. This type of mistake arises in relation to the terms of the agreement and precludes the consensus ad idem of the parties. True or false? Number 21. Misrepresentation can only be innocent or negligent. True or false? Number 22. Frustration of a contract renders its performance impossible outside the party's control. True or false? Number 23. The only remedy in a breach of contract is that of damages. True or false? Number 24. The difference between liquidated and unliquidated damages is that in the former the court will establish the amount of damages to be paid by the parties, while in the latter the parties have specified in the contract the amount of such damages. True or false? Number 25. Law of contract is concerned with private obligations, voluntarily entered into and enforced by individuals. The law of tort is concerned with general duties, binding on all individuals, and left to individuals to enforce. True or false? Number 26. A tort is a civil wrong for which the law provides unliquidated damages. Tort law is distinguished from the law of contract and the criminal law, since the former protects expectations arising from promises, while the latter punishes severe wrongs for which the state has a direct interest to prevent. We may say that many wrongs can result in liability to both the state, as criminal offences, and to the victim as torts. True or false? Number 27. Negligence is the failure to do something that a reasonable man, an average responsible man, would do, or doing something that a reasonable man would not do. Only a cause of action, causa petendi, must be shown by the claimant. True or false? Number 28. The distinguishing feature of trespass is that it is a direct and immediate interference with person or property, such as striking a person, entering his land, or taking away his goods without his consent. The act of trespass is itself a tort, and it is not necessary to prove that it has caused actual damage. True or false? Number 29. In battery, trespass to person, the defendant must intend to apply physical force, whether or not forceful enough to cause injury. True or false? Number 30. The tort of nuisance allows a claimant to sue for most acts that interfere with their use and enjoyment of their land. For example, noise pollution from airports is usually remedied through public nuisance claims. True or false? Number 31. The tort of defamation consists in the publication of a statement which tends to lower the claimant in the estimation of right-thinking people generally. It may constitute libel or slander. Defences in defamation are only available if the claimant's statements were unintentional and without negligence. True or false?